This is Radio Kate reporting from the Great British Beer Festival here at Earl's Court in London. It's running from the 2nd to the 6th of August, and apparently it has more than 700 real ales, ciders and foreign beers from around the world. I'm not sure where foreign beers would be from if they weren't from around the world, but still, that's what they say on the programme. And also CAMRA, which is the Campaign for Real Ale, is celebrating 40 years of campaigning. So they're basically campaigning on behalf of small breweries and people who produce real ale, also trying to protect pubs that are being forced to shut down because of high taxes, bits and pieces like that. But I'm basically in Earl's Court, which has been turned into an enormous kind of beer hall pub thing. You can probably hear an awful lot of noise. I hope you can hear me over the racket. I've stepped back slightly to see if you can hear me. I'm also clutching in my hand the Champion Beer of Britain 2011 results. I've got a complete list of winners, which I'm sure you can find on the CAMRA website, or you can follow them on Twitter as at GBBF. That's Great British Beer Festival, GBBF. But I'll give you a quick rundown of the overall winners. So the Champion Beer of Britain, the whole of Britain, is the Mighty Oak Oscar Wilde, which is from Maldon in Essex, and I'm kind of happy about that. It's a reasonably local beer to where I live, and in fact my closest pub to me, Nag's Head, actually does serve that on tap, so that's good. In second place is Marble Chocolate, and in third place is Slopian Shropshire Gold from Shrewsbury in Shropshire. There are various categories here: the mild category, the bitter category, best bitter, golden ale, strong bitter, speciality beer, winter beer and bottled beer. The one I'm going to read out for you now is the speciality beer category, because I'm slightly amused by the titles and flavours of these beers. So the winner, the gold medal winner in the speciality beer category, is the Oakleaf I Can't Believe It's Not Bitter from Gosport in Hampshire. The silver is Amber's Chocolate Orange Stout. Now, I've been seeing some reviews about this on Twitter, and people don't seem entirely keen on that, but it did win the silver medal, so who knows. And the bronze went to Orkney's Atlas Wayfarer, which is from Stromness in Orkney. Now, I was at the WOMAD Festival over the weekend. You may have heard some of my audio booths from there. And quite a different vibe from here, I'd say. Both places had many people wearing sandals due to the weather. The Great British Beer Festival, sorry to go with a stereotype, but it does have more people wearing socks and sandals and being generally of the male character. Lots of blokes here, not so many women. But we can drink ale too. And we do. And there's some really good stuff. I've just tried, I'm a fan of the Old Speckled Hen, and they had the Golden Hen on tap here today, so I've tried that from the Green King Brewery. And I'm just about to try something interesting. I asked them, I know that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, and you probably shouldn't judge a beer by its name, but I was so amused by the name Silly Billy, offered by the Grey Bar, that I'm tempted to try that. Either that or Moon Dance, because obviously I am a space geek, and if I were on the moon, I would dance, beer or no beer. So I'm going to be trying that. What you do when you come to the Great British Beer Festival is you get yourself a beer glass. You pay for a glass as you come in. You can either choose a full pint glass, which has got labels on it, so you can either have a third or a half as you go around, if you don't want the full pints each time, because there is a lot of beer here. Or you can have a half glass, or I've gone for the lady beer glass, which is just a third of a pint in a kind of nice glass with a stem on it. So it's almost like I'm drinking wine, except it's real ale, and it's very lovely so far. So I'll probably wander around, see if I can meet some interesting people. Not sure you hear me over the din, and if I drink too much, I will be audio booing, not from the official audio boo account, because that might be dangerous, but from my personal account at Radio Kate instead, which you can follow on audioboo.fm/RadioKate. So I think it's about time I went and reclaimed my glass, which I'm hoping will now be full. So I'll say goodbye for now. And yeah, this is Kate signing off from the Great British Beer Festival.